None but the hungry heart. 9:23. New birthplace. God hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2 verse 6. We are to settle down to live and grow precisely where we have been reborn, in Christ Jesus above. Do we not often harbour the thought that something yet remains to be done, either by ourselves or by him, in order to our drawing near? Do we not often thus become occupied with the circumstantials of worship rather than with the Lord Jesus, the substance? Are we not often false to him in questioning our title to draw near, because we find distance in our own hearts, as if it was the warmth of our affections instead of the blood of the Lord Jesus which brought us nigh? Our being perfectly cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus, the holiest of all, is our place before the Father, and it is so simple upon the ground of what his sacrifice has effected. Our dwelling place is in the light, not by reason of our subjective condition, but because the Lord Jesus has made the position ours by the putting away of our sins and by bringing us to the Father. The heart must enter into something more than the look behind, into those waters of judgment, out of which the Lord Jesus rose, having left our sins and death and judgment for ever. Such a joy would never carry us through the desert, where faith and patience are tried and tested every day. It needs that the heart be carried into the glory of Canaan beyond, in the present sense of peace with the Father, and the consciousness of standing in his present favour, the favour that is better than life. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. Hebrews 10, verses 19 and 20.